We'll learn how one woman followed her heart when she changed gears to live out of a motorhome. She tells us what life on the road taught her while navigating the back roads of the West from Baja to British Columbia. That's coming up in just a bit today on Travel with Rick Steves. We'll also check out one of my favorite beach scenes in Europe, the Algarve, along the south coast of Portugal. We're at 877-333-7425. Let's start out today in Central Europe's best-preserved Baroque city, Prague in the Czech Republic. It's a delight to stroll from the old town, across the river, over the beautiful Charles Bridge, and up to one of Europe's largest castles. The route is known as the Coronation Way, and it forms the main spine for tourists who want to explore the city. Today, it also includes more than its share of tacky trinket shops, but it was once the glorious route the Habsburgs walked on their way up to being crowned the latest king. Helping us discover the glories of the old world in their home base of Prague are Katerina Svobodova and Jana Hrankova. Jana and Katerina, thanks for being here.
Thank you for inviting us.
Now, Katerina, what is the Coronation Way?
As you said, it is the spine now, the main tourist draw probably for the visitors to come to our city. They can see all those great buildings. It's actually the textbook of architecture. While you are walking, you can talk about very different styles, maybe about 10 centuries you can cover quite nicely while walking through these.
10 centuries of architecture, just walking down through the city. That's the beautiful thing. Mm. And Jana, where does it start actually?
Well, it starts by the gate, very important gate originally during the medieval times. It's called Powder Tower.
Powder Tower because it kept all the gunpowder, is that the reason?
Exactly. Wow. That's the name.
Okay. Now, when you look at Prague today, I like this all over Europe. You can look at a map and you can actually see the medieval wall and the fortifications.
Yes.
When you look at the map of Prague today, how can you see how the city was designed from a medieval fortifications kind of way?
Well, because originally we used to have four medieval settlements, and everything was based by the river. So we have the old town, which was really fortified. And still till today, we can really follow the way where the original medieval walls used to be. Now we have like three different streets.
Boulevards, yeah.
Yes.
I'm looking at the map and I can see the river, and that's where all the trade was.
Yes.
And then I can see a semicircle that comes out from the river.
That's it,
which must have been the wall in the old days.
Yes.
And today it's just boulevards because they tore down the wall. But here on the far side, we've got the Powder Tower. And that was the grand gate of the city.
That was the entrance.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's really the gate through which the king entered the medieval settlement. Because, of course, during the Coronation Way, all his people had to see him and his importance and richness.
I love that. And Katerina, when you look at the Powder Tower today, you actually see carvings in there that sort of evoke the Middle Ages, don't you?
Yeah, very beautiful statues on that site when you were outside of it. And actually, you also have to imagine that you had to cross a moat. So some water used to be there in front of the gate and then the walls. So that's why we even still have the name of the street of that boulevard you were talking about with that name, On the Moat.
So if what
translate
is that
from Czech?
On the Moat.
On the Moat in Czech we say Na Příkopě.
Na Příkopě. And that's the main sort of pedestrian stroll
in that
part of town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So you go through the gate, it's the grand, you can almost hear the trumpets going da-da-da-da, and then you go to the main square, and then from there, where do you walk, Jana?
From the main square, the old town square, you really head towards the river. And finally, you hit the beautiful Charles Bridge. And when you hit the river, you have a beautiful view over the castle. So that was the final destination. Mm. Because on the top of the hill, in the center of the castle, is the most beautiful and the most amazing church that we have, the Cathedral of St. Vitus, where the coronation took place.
I'm just going to kind of walk us now through the city on this coronation walk, and we'll talk about what we're going to be seeing. But from the Powder Tower, you walk down to the Old Town Square. And here we have so much history and so much sort of glory. Katerina, what are we going to see just briefly when we stand there on the Old Town Square?
Yeah, well, the Old Town Square, so I would guess definitely the main important thing there, it's the astronomical clock, what everyone wants to see and can have a chance to see at least, 12 times a day. The procession of apostles we have there, when the two windows open there and we see old wooden figures of all apostles.
So the 12 apostles go back
go
around.
In the, yeah,
and
in the windows.
If you've lost your travel partner, everybody seems to gather at
usually
the clock.
We say, I'll see you, yes, if somewhere
at
around
clock.
At the clock. Maybe not good at 12, like noon time, because you sometimes
too
cannot move.
People.
Yes, too many people.
But it must have been quite spectacular in the Middle Ages. All
oh,
this,
sure.
It's a very
I mean,
fancy clock.
This clock, yeah, this is one of the most well-preserved still. And then thinking about the time, like 15th century, when it was, you know, done, it's really quite amazing. Amazing. And it was even kept, even though a little destroyed at the end of the Second World War. But basically everything works on that old model of the 15th century.
Prague used to be an undiscovered destination. Now it's quite touristy. And I think the most, almost you could say, disgustingly touristic stroll is from the main square to the Charles Bridge.
To the Charles Bridge, yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Tell us about this stroll. What do you find?
It's a street which is called Karlova. It was named after Charles IV, who was really the most important king in our history. And you just walk through that street and it will take you to the Charles Bridge, which
right.
was built by the same king.
But you got all these
king.
Goofy shops now, a lot of them
yeah,
owned
all
by
the,
Russians.
Yeah, all the touristy shops are really over there. So
yeah.
So
well.
Avoid the shopping there, because those are the most pricey places there.
You know, and a lot of them are Russian merchants yeah. that are selling Russian knickknacks.
Russian dolls even, you know, and Russian
and
Russian
tourists don't even know
hats,
the difference. They're just buying a Russian hat in Prague thinking it's Slavic or something like
Eastern.
This.
Eastern. This is the Eastern Europe. Let's buy it here in Prague.
Whoa. One nice thing is to look above that. Just look 10 meters higher and you'll see elegance from the old world. Just
yeah.
raise your eyes up.
Because luckily Prague wasn't really destroyed during the World War II. So that's the most unique part of the city, that
yeah.
we can see all the beautiful styles of architecture within really like the
and
historical
that's kind of,
center.
Unusual in Central and Eastern Europe, a city with no war damage.
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, you get to Charles Bridge. That's, I think, my favorite bridge. I would say that's my favorite bridge in Europe, Charles Bridge.
I agree completely.
But it's your hometown. I get to choose of all them without being biased, and I agree too. It's lined with statues. You got incredible views. You've got all sorts of musicians on the street. It's just a delight. And then from Charles Bridge, you hike up the street and you get to Europe's grandest castle, our biggest castle anyways, with the wonderful cathedral
yes.
in it.
Yes.
I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with two friends and tour guides from Prague in the Czech Republic, Jana Hrankova and Katerina Svobodova. And we're talking about the Coronation Way in Prague. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. And Carol's on the line in Bel Air, Florida. Carol, thanks for your call.
Hi. We were lucky enough to go to Prague in the fall, and then we're going back in the spring. We did not get inside of a lot of the buildings, but the architecture is just absolutely breathtaking. Mm. And we had a lot of street musicians, all sorts of entertainers. It was so vibrant.
Vibrant is a good word for Prague, I think, and they do have wonderful
yes.
street musicians. You guys know my favorite, the Prague
yeah, the
Castle,
Prague Castle
Orchestra.
Orchestra. The smallest orchestra in the world. Two people.
Two people.
that's how they see it.
Yeah, they are so good. And they've been going now for 20 years or something.
Maybe.
And you'll
yeah.
find them at the gateway. Did you see them, Carol?
We saw a variety, but a lot of they weren't what you I would have thought of as typical. I mean, there were magicians
yeah.
and folk musicians and rock, Celtic rock musicians.
Well, it's a place where buskers can go because there's so many people out and about. I think it'd
right.
be a destination for buskers and street musicians, even if they're not from the Czech Republic. Boy,
right.
when you talk about that, I remember the old days during the Cold War when it was bleak and gray and the bridge was empty. There was just people changing money in the black market and scary looking characters on the bridge, you know. Today, it's just a carnival atmosphere, especially in the summer.
It really is. And, you just stumble across these wonderful small restaurants that have typical Czech fare and then, you know, little bistros. It's all sorts of things tucked away that you miss if you don't stop and sort of look down places.
Well, let's talk about tucked away places. Jana, when you're in Prague and you want to find a little place that's tucked away, what's a special destination that you'd be sure that Carol would go to when she's in Prague?
One of my favorite places is by the castle, and it's a garden, which is not really so touristy.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Royal Garden,
mm-hmm.
Where the summer palace of Queen Anne is situated. And it's really on the way to the castle, which is the most touristy
mm-hmm.
place in Prague. But before you really like reach the castle, you can just step out of the way and hide inside of the Royal Garden. that's really very, very beautiful garden and very relaxing place. So for me, like to get out of the busy streets, that would be really like a recommendation.
Katerina.
If speaking about the Prague Castle Complex, I would suggest you go through that, we call it the Deer's Moat. And that's another thing. You have people all over the Prague Castle Complex, but once you walk, and you can these days walk through the Deer's Moat to reach the castle or the other way around from up there down, you are basically on your own. No one goes through that area. So if there, then it will be just, you know, the easiest way to only step like one step there to the garden and then either to the Deer's Moat.
Very nice. Carol, there's some ideas for you. Thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We are enjoying Prague, specifically the Coronation Way, walking from the Powder Gate at the old medieval entry to the walled city, through the core of Prague with its grand square right in the center and its towering teen church, then down that touristic gauntlet to the most enjoyable and entertaining bridge in all of Europe, the Charles Bridge going over the Vltava River, and then right up that cobbled lane to what in many ways is the biggest castle in all of Europe, the Prague Castle, where the king would be coronated. We've been joined by Jana Hrankova and Katerina Svobodova. Jana and Katerina, if we could just close with one image. You guys are both tour guides. Where would you take me for the most memorable and beautiful moment? What time and where and what would we see? Jana?
I would take you to the very beautiful viewpoint by the Strahov Monastery, where you can see the whole city really below you.
I was hoping you'd take me there. We could sit in the expensive restaurant or we could just go down below into the little garden and
yes.
do it for free.
Yes.
And then we would see the skyline of the golden city of 100 spires. Katerina, where would you take me?
Actually, maybe to see the other half. So that means from the other point, from the south back there, and that would be Vyšehrad Castle.
Oh, that's
right.
That's
the other castle complex we have in Prague. And then once you're there on the viewing point, you see all the bridges lined up all the way towards the north, you know, and the Charles Bridge somewhere in the distance, but we know where it is.
That is perfect. Katerina and Jana, děkuji.
Děkuji. Děkuji.
Let's get a solar recharge next on the beaches of the Algarve on the south coast of Portugal. Then, we hear how ditching it all for an RV lifestyle can give you the freedom to focus on what's important in life. We're at 877-333-7425 on Travel with Rick Steves.